This is our Savior, hearing our prelude or worship of King. Jesus Christ, the King's name.
Good morning, Port Huron. We're so glad you turned your radio on. Good morning, radio station.
Good morning.
Good morning, Pastor Don.
Good morning, Mrs. Doris Bacher.
Good morning, Hope.
Morning, Mama Cheryl.
It's the best day of its kind. Look outside and see the first snow.
See, we're live, not Memorex.
It is the best day
of its kind.
Of its kind. And we're so glad you turned your radio on for us. Keep in touch with us. Let us know how we're doing. Let us know how you're doing. Know that we are always praying for you as we walk this journey together.
Amen. And this is Pastor Don on this Christ the King Sunday. This is the last Sunday of the season known as Pentecost. The Jewish people have a calendar that's different than the secular. Our calendar, the Christian church, is different than the secular. This is the last Sunday of the year. Next Sunday is a new year with Advent 1, November 29th. So radio broadcast this day, and we thank them very much on this 22nd. Day of November is by our community sponsor. Next week is going to be Sandy Smith and Clyde and Phyllis Akers. First Sunday of December, December 6th, is going to be sponsored by Lori Parker in memory of her mother's birthday in November, but the Sundays were scheduled. Her mother's name was Marion, so Marion Kloss. So the month of December is booked. And we're taking reservations for the month of January and following. So if you'd like to reserve a slot, email us, phone us on a recorder, to me personally on my cell phone, or any way to communicate with us here at Our Savior when somebody may not be in the office. Thank you very much. Christ the King means that, besides it's the last Sunday, it's rather than ending on a low note, it's on an elevated note, acknowledging the prominent position of the Savior, Jesus, for us who believe. So our greeting hymn and the hymns of the day are going to represent Jesus the King. So here, all hail the power of Jesus' name in choral fashion. Oh, please.
Bring forth the royal.
Hail, King Jesus, the invocation, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
We enter into God's presence, making our confession to him. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, in whose image we were made, who claims us and even calls us beloved. Amen.
Amen.
Holy One,
we confess that we are not awake for you. We are not faithful in using your gifts. We forget the least of our siblings. We do not see your beautiful image in one another. We are infected by sin that divides your beloved community. Open our hearts to your coming. Open our eyes to see you in our neighbor. Open our hands to serve your creation. Amen.
Blessed, we are God's children, and Jesus, our beloved, has opened to us the door for us to enter through. And it's through Jesus you are forgiven. By Jesus you are welcomed. In Jesus, you are called to rejoice. Let us live in promises prepared for us from the foundation of the world. Amen.
Amen.
Hymn of the praise this day is joyful, joyful, we adore thee. The old-fashioned way, the traditional way we're used to, is beautiful. But Amy Grant has a way of putting a little zip into it. Worship and praise God. Joyful, joyful. Thank you, Amy. The Lord be with you.
And also with you. O God of power and might, your Son shows us the way of service, and in him we inherit the riches of your grace. Give us the wisdom to know what is right and the strength to serve the world you have made. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. First reading comes from Ezekiel, chapter 34, selected verses. Thus says the Lord God, I myself will search for my sheep and will seek them out, as shepherds seek out their flocks when they are among their scattered sheep. So I will seek out my sheep. I will rescue them from all the places to which they have been scattered on a day of clouds and thick darkness. I will bring them out from the peoples and gather them from the countries, and I will bring them into their own land, and I will feed them on the mountains of Israel, by the watercourses, and in all the inhabited parts of the land. I will feed them with good pasture, and the mountain heights of Israel shall be their pasture. There they shall lie down in good grazing land, and they shall feed on rich pasture on the mountains of Israel. I myself will be the shepherd of my sheep, and I will make them lie down, says the Lord God. I will seek the lost, and I will bring back the strayed, and I will bind up the injured, and I will strengthen the weak. But the fat and the strong I will destroy. I will feed them with justice. Therefore, thus says the Lord, to them, I myself will judge between the fat sheep and the lean sheep. Because you push with flank and shoulder and butted at all the weak animals with your horns until you scattered them far and wide, I will save my flock, and they shall no longer be ravaged. And I will judge between the sheep and the sheep. I will set up over them one shepherd, my servant David, and he shall feed them. He shall feed them and be their shepherd. And I, the Lord, will be their God, and my servant David shall be prince among them. I, the Lord of God, have spoken. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Our song comes from 95, verses from the beginning. The antiphon is, we are people. We are the people of God's pasture and the sheep of God's hand. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation.
Let us come before God's presence with thanksgiving and raise a loud shout to the Lord with psalms.
For you, Lord, are a great God and a great ruler above all gods.
And in your hands are the caverns of the earth. The heights of the hills are also yours. We are the people of God's pasture and the sheep of God's hand.
The sea is yours, for you made it, and your hands have molded the dry land.
Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker.
For the Lord is our God, and we are the people of God's pasture and the sheep of God's hand.
We are the people of God's pasture and the sheep of God's hand.
Second reading comes from Ephesians, the first chapter, selected verses. I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love toward all the saints. And for this reason, I do not cease to give thanks for you as I remember you in my prayers. I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation as you come to know him, so that with the eyes of your heart enlightened, you may know what is the hope to which he has called you. What are the riches of his glorious inheritance among the saints? And what is the immeasurable greatness of his power for us who believe? According to the working of his great power, God put his power to work in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the age to come. And he has put all things under his feet and has made him the head over all things for the church, which is his body, and the fullness of him who fills all in all. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
The gospel reading for this Christ the King Sunday. Last reading for this past gospel year of Matthew. Next week with Advent, New Year, it will be Mark's gospel for the context of the year. So the reading is from Matthew 25. For those of you who are familiar with it, 24 and 25 of Matthew talks about the return of Jesus and the judgment upon the earth. So if you're curious about the end times, that's certainly go to the source. That's Jesus. Revelation is John's dream. It's not literal. But Matthew 25, beginning with verse 31.
Glory to you, O Lord.
So Jesus said to the disciples, when the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels will come with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate people one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will put the sheep at his right hand, the goats at his left. And then the king will say to those at his right hand, come, you who have been blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you gave me clothing. I was sick, and you took care of me. I was in prison, and you visited me. Then the righteous will answer him, Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry and gave you the food? Or even seeing you thirsty that we would give you something to drink? When was it that we saw you as a stranger or welcomed you naked and gave you clothing? And when was it we saw you sick and in prison and we visited you? The king will answer them, truly I tell you, just as you did it to one of the least of these who are members of my family, you did it to me. Then he's going to address those on his left hand, you know, the goats. You that are accursed, depart from me and go into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and for his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty. You gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger. You didn't even greet me or welcome me. I was naked. You didn't give me clothing. I was sick. I was in prison. And you did not visit me. Then he also will answer, they'll answer him, Lord, we didn't see you hungry or thirsty. We didn't see you as a stranger. We didn't see you naked. We didn't see you sick or in prison. And we shouldn't take care of you. Then a master, the king, he will answer them, truly I tell you, just as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you didn't do it to me. And these on his left will go into eternal punishment, but the righteous who are on his right will go into eternal life. Words of our Lord Jesus. This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Dear friends in Christ Jesus, God's grace, God's mercy, God's peace with us this day. Amen. In putting together the sermon, which I've been working on for over a week, until the crunch time and concretize my understanding of these words from three sources. An Old Testament prophet named Ezekiel. You get them quite often in the Old Testament reading. A New Testament reading comes out of, after we've done Thessalonians for the last several weeks, Paul from the Ephesians. And then the last of the gospel cuts for this liturgical year, from the sermon from Jesus talking about end times. They all merge, and I want people to see these lessons have a purpose for us, coming from different backgrounds, merging into a beautiful word, though they are three separate words from the Lord God to you and I, and to the days in which we live even today. November 22nd, 2020. So, let's go to Ezekiel, the shepherd passage. For those who would pass the test on you might be a millionaire, if I ask the question, what Sundays in the church's calendar primarily are the shepherd Sundays? Would you know it's the second Sunday after Easter every year? There the psalm will be, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And then the gospel reading will come out of three different sources for each liturgical year, but about Jesus being the shepherd. Understand, the imagery is Old Testament, though Jesus wraps himself in it in a gospel way. Understand also that God is speaking. Remember I gave you the five criteria last week? Identify the author. Well, obviously it's Ezekiel, but he's speaking first person, so he's speaking as if he was God incarnate. God has given him a message. He's just a messenger bearing the message. Hear what it was. Thus says the Lord God, I myself will search for my sheep, and I will seek them out. Oh, I can tell many stories about myself when I can't find something. Every time I do, I have learned, try not to sweat it, Don. This comes to you frequently. Pray not to a saint. Go straight to the source, God. He's the great seeker. He has sought me out. He sought you out. He has looked for us. He's found us in some of the craziest wanderings we got ourselves ensnarled in all kinds of weeds and thickets. And there we were. And he grabbed us. Like the stories of the scripture says, he threw us on his shoulders and he said, how'd you get here, butter? Come on with me. We're going home. He didn't beat us up. He didn't lecture us. He welcomed us with love. I hope you understand that this is God we know in Old and New Testaments. He goes on to say, as shepherds seek out their flocks when they're among the scattered sheep, I'm going to seek out my sheep. I'll rescue them from all the places to which you have been scattered on a day of clouds and thick darkness. Have you ever felt yourself lost and abandoned by God? I always add to it, guess who moved? It wasn't God. He's trained. And he goes a-looking for us. And I'll bring them out from the peoples, and I'll gather them from the countries. You can't flee or run in the opposite direction for God. Jonah found that out, fleeing to away from his commissioned office to go to his enemy state and preach to Nineveh to spare them God's judgment. He would bring Jonah back. All those who run like a Saul of Tarsus are met by God. And God meets you and I as well on our paths as we have strayed. He goes on in verse 15, I myself will be the shepherd of my sheep. I will make them lie down, says the Lord God. I'll seek the lost. I'll bring back the stray. I'll bind up the injured. And I will strengthen the weak. But those fat things, those strong things who are self-reliant, I'm going to destroy. My feet, my sheep, are going to be fed with justice. I don't know about you. That's a wonderful pasture, P-A-S-T-U-R, scene. That is to say, flowing green fields of grass, breeze across them, God calling us, just lay down, quit the struggle, relax in me, I am your protector. And these days, we're anxious, we're confused. Some are ready to quit and call it off, and don't do that. Understand God is just a word, a feeling, a conversation away from you at this moment. Call upon the great shepherd, and he will welcome you home. Just do that. Bah! I'm here, Lord. Bah! I'm here. Second reading. Paul writing to the church at Ephesus, first letter. First chapter. Certain words I want to highlight for you as I have in my notes. I have heard of your faith, Paul writes to the church at the city of Ephesus, in the Lord Jesus, and your love towards all the saints. Now, Paul could have said it all by saying, I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus. And that would be a wonderful compliment to our Savior, to any congregation in the Blue Water area or anywhere on this globe. But he also includes not just faith, but also how we treat the saints of the family of God. You may never have thought that God looks at that too. How do you treat your brothers and sisters of faith? What words, kindness, gestures, going out of your way, being inconvenient, listening, caring for the other saints who are distant from your view because of this pandemic and lockdown. Please understand, as you are stressed, so are they. Show compassion to all of God's people, not just to your own family. That's selfish, self-serving. Other words I take out of the text. In verse 17, may he give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation as you come to know him, so that with the eyes of your heart enlightened, you may know what is the hope he has called you, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance among the saints. To know Christ, to know Christ. Meditate on that. To know Christ. Yesterday, I shared with you a personal experience. A long list of MRIs. Some people tremor just the thought of going into a tube of an MRI. They want the open one. I would say of the 15 or 20 MRIs I've had, the last 7 or 8, I just can't really say, I have narcolepsy. I can cocoon and shut my brain down. And so as I'm inside the tube, I almost called it a tomb, inside the tube that you're in, you're kind of strapped in, put like a football helmet, and I never played football, so 15 to 20 times I wore a helmet because I'm in an MRI chamber. And they say, you're going to hear loud sounds. Well, I'm taking no medications to prepare me for this experience. Some people are claustrophobic, do it because they don't want to go crazy and kind of screaming out of there because their insurance company will not cover that treatment. Anyway, in that 45, 50 minute period, I traveled without leaving that room closed with the attendants outside, the banging outside my head, the uncomfortableness of the positioning, and the stiffness and the rigidity of my shoulders hurting. And the Lord took me to another place. It was to Lake St. John on the island of Patmos. I drifted back over my life cycle and how God encountered me. And the words to know Christ. See, I grew up in a family. My mother was a believer, and she tried to get our three boys to go to church and that kind of stuff. But at age 5, as many of you know, I lost the vision in my left eye. Woke up in a hospital, and this plumber's son, self-employed, wanted to wake up and tell his father he wanted to be. I don't even know what a pastor was. Where did that idea come from me? I would learn progressively over the last 65 years of my life. As I grew to know Christ, that's the repeating phrase, to know Christ. You think you know him now. Do not be plateaued. He's got a lot more to train you, teach you. I really get frustrated with Christians who say, well, I've been confirmed, or I went to Sunday school through 8th grade. I'm done with learning. Give me a break. If you're done learning, turn in your papers, retire to death. Because we're on this planet to learn. This is progressive revelation of who Christ is. He says, the eyes of your heart enlighten. I think of episodes of my life as I laid there and I ignored the sounds around me, the situation I was in. Did not bother me. They checked with the microphone inside the tube and say, are you okay? I said, absolutely. I'm having a great time. What is that enlightens your heart? Where has God kissed you? Where has God showed grace and mercy to you? When you didn't deserve it, God surprises you. Oh, God has surprised me throughout my life. Undeserving, unmerited love poured out upon me. He wants you to know the hope for which you have been called. It's part of the maturation of knowing Christ. Is it's not Christ just for this life and this world only. It's Christ for all eternity. We have a hope to which we have been called. God prepares us in this life, in this schoolroom, classroom of life, to get to know what's coming our way in a glorious way, certainly contrasted with the things of the pandemic, the evilness and selfishness of people, the lawlessness of the human spirit, the corruption of institutions, the racism, the sexism, people using people in sex trafficking, people addicted to chemicals, looking for a way out of this world, but refusing to turn to God and receive the answer to life. May you know why God sent his son into this world, not to condemn the world. We're already under judgment. John 3, verse 17, Jesus said. That he gave us his son, that we can be saved and delivered from this existence. It's not escapism. Believe me, I've heard people call Christianity all kinds of things. Even Karl Marx used to mock at Christianity, father of the Bolshevik Revolution 1917 in Russia, creating the Soviet Empire. The Christianity is it opium for the masses. It's to placate you with hope of life after death,
with no promise or reality at the end. Suffer, you suckers. But there's no hope unless you do a revolution. And it's like, you're all wrong, Carl. When you meet Jesus, you'll know that. You and I have been called to a hope. Hope that's priceless. Hope that transcends these mortal days out of our pain, disappointments, and suffering to a more glorious outcome. And then it goes on finally to say the richness of his glorious inheritance among the saints. Please understand, you and I, what we have received from God is to be shared and enjoyed by other believers. It's not a single solitary experience that, oh boy, am I lucky. It's, oh, by the grace of God, I'm included with my sisters and brothers. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your family. For Christ is the King, the King indeed. One body, Christ is head over the whole church, Paul concludes, which is his body. It's the fullness of him who fills it all in all. I always think of those who condemn the church as a human institution. Oh, no, it's not. It has a human manifestation, which obviously this broadcast is part of. But it's a spiritual representation, as Luther fully understands. The material in the world, spiritual in relationship to God. We come to the gospel lesson. Matthew. When the Son of Man comes in glory with all his angels, he'll sit upon the throne of his glory. All the nations will be gathered before him. He's going to separate people one from another. Okay, just imagine that. That could be families being divided that saw themselves going through eternity together. Maybe even buried near each other, thinking we'll be here for all time. No, the shepherd's going to separate us. Sheep and goats. He's going to put the sheep on the right hand. That's kind of a bias. Right hand if you are closer to God. Left, if you don't know the origin of this prejudice in the Middle Ages. Left, and the Greek word is the root word for Satan. It was considered demonic for left-handed people to teach. That's why teachers always beat the crap out of kids. The right, right-handed. That was terrible. Terrible, terrible. There's no association. See how people misuse the Bible with no knowledge of the one who wrote it. Then the king will say to those at his right hand, come, you blessed are my Father. Notice it doesn't say you have earned it. You and I are blessed by Jesus' Father, our Lord Jesus Christ. We are in relationship to God by Christ's declaration. Inherit the kingdom for you, prepared for you, even before you and I were born. Does that boggle your brain? Oh, it dwarfs me to nothingness. Nihilism. Because God had known you and I before we were in our mother's womb, or as we say, before we were a smile or happy thought in our spouses, our parents' eyes, glimmer in their eyes. Why? Because you acted like I wanted you when you had time upon this earth. How do you act with your time on this earth? You know, we're doing a hunger appeal for Blue Water Food Depot, and we hear the hunger in this country, the lack of money coming into households, the loss of millions of jobs, not because of political administrations. Come on, get off your bandwagon. Quit serving your agenda. Let's deal with the main condition. I always like, if you're not familiar with Gandhi, he said, there's enough food for everybody's need, but not for everybody's greed. So go into stores. See the absence of toilet paper. See the absence of any of the products. You see it across this nation. People are once again scrambling to hoard for themselves and to Hades for the rest of you people, you suckers. Oh, give me a break. God does not smile on that. God will bring judgment. We didn't see you, Jesus. We didn't see you hungry. We didn't see you thirsty. Great. I wasn't showing you me. You were seeing your neighbor. Martin Luther had a wonderful sermon at Christmas. He said to his congregation there in Germany, he says, "Oh, I know you say, oh, if I would have been there in Bethlehem, I would have opened up my house. He wouldn't have had to been born in a stable. I want you Germans to know this right now. You have Jesus in this city where we are, Wittenberg. So where are you taking care of your homeless? Where are you taking care of your hungry? Where are you visiting your sick? Where are you, good Christians, doing what Christ wants you to do?" Because when you look in the face of the stranger, Luther goes on to say, you are talking to Christ. I want you to know, I read that passage some 50 years ago, and it still makes my blood boil. I could just hear Luther, a good German preacher, Luther, obviously, just shouting at the congregation, as Germans have a tendency to do, not talk quietly, but shout, Achtung! And so he wants us to know, and God wants us to know, Christ is in our neighbor's face. Serve your neighbor. I don't know what else we could say about God's word. God's word speaks its own, but I wanted to kind of illustrate things that have moved me in my ministry, my personal spiritual journey. I want you to know God is with us even in the bottom of the pits, as he's with us at the highest mountain. God is with us in the breath of life, all the expanse of life's experiences, highs, lows, joys, and God is going to be with us if we're walking with God to when, as I use my favorite word for 50 years of ministry, when I graduate, when you graduate. When we move from this school of learning called life and we graduate into the kingdom of God. It's not based upon our performance. Don't get that wrong. It's based upon God's grace, mercy, and forgiveness. May the one who has given his life as servant, now elevated by conquest as king over heaven and earth, be with you and reign within your heart and grow to know Christ. Amen. Mm-hmm. Hymn of the day, 2 minutes, 40 seconds. Rejoice, the Lord is King, Christ the King. affirm together our faith. And I'd like to have you do it maybe differently. Instead of just read words, put some oath behind it. Say it like you believe it. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead, and on the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. We continue with our prayers. Oh, please.
Longing for Christ's reign to come among us, we pray for the outpouring of God's power on the church, the world, and all in need. Sovereign of all, train our ears to hear your cry and the needs of those around us. Bless all social ministries of the church through which we seek to serve others as we ourselves have been served. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
You cause rain to fall on the just and unjust alike. Direct our use of our creation to provide for the needs of all people in ways that are sustainable for the earth. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Bring peace to every place where conflict rages. Grant opportunities for ending divisions among us and usher in your reign of unity and reconciliation. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Heal the sinful divisions we erect between us and release us from systems of oppression and prejudice. Restore our capacity to see your image for those whose dignity we have stripped away. Hear us, O God.
Mercy is great.
Pour out the gifts of your Spirit on children and youth throughout the church. Sustain those who work in children's ministry, youth ministry, and campus ministry as they nurture the gifts of young people. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Gracious God, we also remember in our prayers people precious to us here at Our Savior. Joe and Elvira Colfart, as they heal from multiple conditions and surgeries, for Donna Taylor, stabilizing her as she deals with her enemy of a cancer, for Ray and Sue Shinosky as they battle a long-term enemy of cancer, for Don Chittister, who is in Florida receiving continuing treatment for his disease, Sally Sawyer, as her brother continues to heal him. Remember, Lord, those suffering whose family members are now thousands and thousands in hospitals due to COVID. Make us mindful, not scoffful or suspect of the reality of this disease. Give us compassion for the frontline people who give care and nursing support for the healing arts. Be with those who have to deal with the consequence of untimely deaths due to this enemy disease of COVID-19. Be with all of us throughout the world, Lord. Okay, granted, we don't have the same numbers as the last major pandemic, but Lord, every life in your vision is precious. Help us to see that and not count the numbers. Do the wise things, not the foolish things that endanger others, Lord. Help us as your people, Lord, to grow sensitive, grow closer to you and to know Christ. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Thank you for saints now departed who fed the hungry, clothed the naked, and tended to the sick. Inspire us by their example that we may see your presence in those in need around us. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Receive our prayers in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior, until that day when you gather all creation around your throne, where you will reign forever and ever.
Amen.
Amen. Let us pray as our Lord taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread,
and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power,
and the glory,
forever and ever. Amen.
And at this time in the service, if we were in-house, which we have been postponed, as I announced last week, and by electronic media, snail mail, by word of mouth, we are down until at least the second week of January, council meets, but the statistics don't look good unless something changes real quick. And when citizenry in America says, we don't trust any immunizations, we're not going to get it. It sounds like we're locked down for another year, suckers. So you pray about it. So announcement wise, let me bring to your attention not only those who we have prayed for, but to be mindful of those around us, for those who have birthdays. Yes. Anniversary wise, let's start there. On the 16th of last week, Dennis and Tina, I think I announced her name last week, but on the 16th was their anniversary. On the 26th, it's the last one for the month of November, it's Doug and Kathy Cole. Yay, Doug and Kathy! Happy anniversary. I will sing it. You'll be blessed that way. Birthdays. Pete Colley was the 17th. Dennis Smith was the 17th. The 20th was Kylie Sillier on Facebook, all over the place. Kylie's birthday, little child growing up fast. Mm-hmm. 22nd, Jenna Marie, yay, Jenna Marie, woo-hoo! Jennifer Hudson's daughter, granddaughter of Sharon Hudson. 25th, Ken Perry, coming this week, Ken, this being the 22nd. Also the same day, sharing that day, is Stan Propotnick. Hey, Stan, happy birthday. And Stan's son, Ryan, his birthday is the day after Thanksgiving. Hey, Ryan, I've already started my bag of goodies for you for your lock-in birthday party. My wife and daughter think I'm crazy.
No, you're not.
But Ryan, you'll hear from the door's buckers.
I actually helped you pick out the balloons. You did.
So the 26th is going to be Myrna Booth. 27th is Amanda Mack. Amanda, another one. So we wish you blessings. Also, to let you know, in your e-letter this week, don't put it down, don't sidetrack it. Inside, you're going to get the budget approved for next year, so you don't have to say, I lost mine. Save it. Put it in plastic sheets. Freeze it. Whatever. Save it. You're getting it. You're also going to get the council minutes from Hope Dorsbacher. So we continue on with our offering hymn. We waited for this. And don't let the CD player goof us up. This is a song of Make Me a Channel of Your Grace. Kate Price brought it to us. We all fell in love with it at Our Savior. Many of you know it, or Catholics know it. St. Francis of Assisi. Cheryl's going to read the text of the prayer of St. Francis, and the hymn will play.
Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to counsel, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned. And it is in dying that we are born to an eternal life.
Will you play the song? Sing along. Time for the sending hymn or the postlude. We'll speak the blessing, Cheryl, if you would, please.
May the God of all creation, in whose image we are made, who claims and calls us beloved, who strengthens us for service, and give you reason to rejoice and be glad. The blessing of God, sovereign and Savior and Spirit, be with you today and always. Amen.
God of all goodness, generations have turned to you, gathered around your table and shared your abundant blessings.
Amen.
Amen. Go to the
You've been listening to the Sunday morning.